With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. If, looks like now, the FBI had a really good reason to reopen a probe into former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That after former President Joe Biden's Justice Department had shut down an initial probe. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
On HotAir.com, Ed Morrissey reports, quote, a mole working from an unidentified spy agency provided evidence that Bolton had used unclassified systems to transmit classified data, mainly as a means to gather material for the book he published over the objections of the U.S. intel services. The New York Times reported, quote, the United States gathered data from an adversary country's spy service, including emails with sensitive information that Mr. Bolton, while still working for the first Trump administration, appeared to have sent to people close to him on an unclassified system. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump denies that he's a dictator. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At last week's cabinet meeting, the president declared that he has unlimited executive power.
I would have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the president of the United States.
But in the same meeting, he insisted that his anti-crime efforts don't make him a dictator.
So a lot of people say, you know, if that's the case, I'd rather have a dictator. But I'm not a dictator. I just know how to stop crime.
Donald Trump has pushed the boundaries of presidential power during his second term through nearly 200 executive orders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has blocked the government from deporting Guatemalan children who had crossed the border without their families. The ruling Sunday after their lawyers say the kids were loaded onto planes overnight in violation of laws affording protections of migrant youngsters. The judge in Washington, meanwhile, says the kids need to be sent back to government-run facilities. Government lawyers maintain the children are not being deported, but rather reunited with their parents or guardians. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the United Nations about sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Premorak tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. That decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated the Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue, quote, in his words, to be reimbursed. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but the times are changing in the United States Armed Forces, changing quickly and for the better, and technology gets the nod. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says when it comes to modern warfare, one of the steepest learning curves has nothing to do with bombs and bullets.
The second big thing beyond the speed of adaptation is the importance of software. The Navy has very rapidly begun to change its Aegis software loads, its doctrine guidance to the ships about how to deploy the weapon systems.
And he says one of the ways modern warfare is changing is the role of the software that is used today.
When I was a CEO of a ship, these changes would come annually. When I was an admiral, they would come every 3 months. You know, for my son or a junior officer on a ship now, it's coming every few days. That is fighting the software engineering war.
And this is SRNnews.com.